News, I'm Ben Thomas. Emergency officials in Russia say a private jet en route from Moscow to St. Petersburg has crashed, killing all 10 people aboard. Sagar Magani has more.
It's not immediately clear if Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board when the plane went down about 60 miles after leaving Moscow. Unconfirmed media reports said the jet belonged to Prigozhin's Wagner Group, which mounted a short-lived mutiny against Russia's military leadership in late June. The strongest challenge yet to Vladimir Putin, whose government later said Prigozhin would be exiled to Belarus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One by one, former President Trump's 18 co-defendants in Georgia's election subversion indictment have been turning themselves in. Rudy Giuliani expected among them today. Trump says he'll do so tomorrow. Meantime, the other 2024 Republican presidential candidates are debating tonight. GOP strategist Ron Bongean says viewer numbers will be interesting.
That will give us a great gauge to see how many people are looking for something new. How many GOP voters of Trump's base are getting tired of all of this nonsense?
The South Carolina Supreme Court is reversing course on abortion. Ed Donahue has details.
It is now an all-male Supreme Court in South Carolina after Republican state lawmakers replaced the only female on the court, Justice Kay Hearn. In a 4-1 ruling, the court upheld the ban on most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's a departure from their own decision earlier this year to strike down a similar law. Hearn led the majority in striking down the ban. Justice John Kittredge acknowledged the 2023 law infringes on a woman's right to privacy and bodily autonomy, but said the state legislature reasonably determined this time around that those interests don't outweigh the interest of the unborn child to live. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. India's become the fourth country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon. Charles de Ledesma has the story.
People are applauding. Let us all wait to hear.
The lander with a rover inside touches down on the lunar surface, sparking cheers and applause among the space scientists watching in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru. The moon's southern pole is an uncharted territory that scientists believe could hold vital reserves of frozen water and precious metals, as the country cements its growing prowess in space and technology. After a failed attempt nearly 4 years ago, India's made history by becoming the first country to touch down near the little explored South Pole region and joins the US, the Soviet Union and China in achieving a moon landing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.